Turn to Psalm 85. We've looked at Ready for Revival three other times. And I know somebody's going to say, well, preacher, I know your memory's not the best and your mind's about gone, but we've already had revival. And I hope that we have as far as the meeting. But my goodness, the meeting does not mean the end. Not if we've had revival. And revival is like a seed that's carefully, tenderly, patiently germinated and placed in the ground and watched over and loved, and it grows and develops, and the plant develops, and it's watched over and it's weeded, and sooner or later it brings forth fruit. That's what revival is. So I ask you this evening, are you ready for revival? Is the Lord still working in your heart? Verse 12 says, yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. The Lord shall give that which is good. Now, I don't know what you got during revival. Don't know if you was here or not. That's not what's on my mind right now as far as who all was here and how many times you were here during revival meeting and all that. That's not what's on my heart. But my heart is this direction. What you have gotten in the last few days or a couple of weeks, that God has placed or started in you, is that the start of revival? I say again, are you ready for revival? I hope we all got some help. And I believe if you were here one night, you got some help. I'll tell you, the Lord blessed the meeting with the Spirit and with the preaching and the singing. I enjoyed it. I believe you did if you were here. But we still need to nurture that God has begun. I hope revival isn't over. I hope it's just begun. Revival starts small, generally, and grows. And sometimes it will eventually explode. And whether that happens or not, in a big way, I hope it does, by the way, but it can happen in your heart and mind and in our church. And we desperately still need that type of work. There's no doubt about it. And I want to mention some things. I want to do a revival checklist tonight. A post-revival meeting checklist. When you think about revival, when you think about what happened during this meeting with Brother Tony, could you think about the word revived? Do you think, I got some revival, I got some help, my soul has been revived? The whole psalm, I could read every verse and say, there's revival. He's talking about being revived. He's talking about God doing something in the heart. The whole psalm talks about being revived. God stirring his people and reviving them. And that's what I hope that we can say. That's what's happened in my life. At least it has begun. I can sense a difference. I got some help. I got a fresh strength. I can honestly say that I am different. Some things have happened. The Lord has worked and is continuing to work in my life. And I want to say this evening, thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in me. A fresh vision. Oh, my, how we need to see ourselves as we are. We won't like what we see, I promise. But the Lord needs to show us ourselves, and that's what revival is for. That's what the four nights were for. And I hope that this evening you can say, I do see myself in a new or a fresh way. A fresh vision, a fresh desire, a fresh hunger. I sense it stirred in my heart or stirring in my heart, and I want to nurture that. I want to take care of it. Just like that little seed can easily be squashed or it can die, it can be left alone, and it will be no use at all. It can just die and dry up, and so can revival. So we need to take care of it. that God has started. I hope when you think about revival, you can think of the word revived. I hope you can think about the word reverence. Notice the first word in this psalm. Wonder what it is. The word I need or I want or please do. Oh no, it is Lord. He starts his psalm with the Lord on his mind. It is a psalm of reverence. It is a psalm of respect. The word reverence means to admire. And one thing the Lord wants to do, and he will do when he revives us, is stir up a new admiration of him when we see him as he is, to admire, to reverence, to have a respect for, to honor. And that surely ought to be true in our lives, even more now than it was a few weeks ago or even a few days ago. When you think about revival and what you have gotten, what the Lord did in your heart and is doing in your heart, can you think about the word reverence? You have a new reverence for God, a new reverence for his house, a new reverence for his people, a new reverence for God's work. A respect and an honor and an admiration. We see him as he is, so good, so great, so holy. Not just the man, not just the work, not just the building, not just people, but it's a work and will and miracle of God that he's working in our hearts. When you think about revival and what happened in the last few days and the hope is still working in your heart, do you think of the word revive? Do you think of the word reverence? Do you think about the word restore? Look in the last part of verse 6. Revive us again. That thy people may. I could stop there. That thy people may. In other words, his indication is this. They haven't been, but they need to. They haven't been, but we want them to. I haven't, but I need to. I haven't, but I want to. And his point here, that thy people may rejoice in thee. He is saying somehow your people have stopped rejoicing. Somehow your people have stopped caring. Somehow your people have stopped praying. Somehow your people have stopped serving. Somehow your people have lost a desire. And he says, will you please do something where they may start rejoicing and caring and praying and witnessing and giving and going and serving and rejoicing again. So I ask you this. When you think about revival, when you think about the last few days and maybe weeks, do you think about the word restore? I have a love for God restored in my heart. Or can you say, at least a little bit? At least a little bit. There's a little seed. I can say I love him a little bit more. And I do have at least a little bit more desire to please him than I did. And I do have a desire to associate and love people more than I did. It may not be big. It may not have erupted in my heart, but I sense a little bit of difference. Well, that's the beginning, and that's a whole lot better than nothing. And I say again, I'll say it again before I leave and before I quit. Oh, we need to take that little bit that God has begun and be tender to it and nurse it and help it to grow and allow it to grow. Can you think about the word restore? A restored love for God, a joy for serving him, a love for brothers and sisters, a patience in trials, a dedication to his will. Has that been restored, or has he started that restoration? I say this often tonight. It may be small right now, but if it's in there, that's the work of God has begun. Oh, may he nurture it, and may we nurture it, and may he help it grow and make it grow, and may we let it do what he wants it to do in our hearts and lives. Can you think about the word restore? When you think about the revival that we have and had as far as the meeting in the last few days, can you think about the word, or do you think about the word revived and reverence and restored? Do you think about the word repentance? Look in verse 4. Turn us, O God. Well, there is the word that we do not like, but there is the word that is a substitute word for revival. Repentance. Turn us, oh God. Help us to get right. Help us to stop doing the things we are doing and start the things we aren't doing. Help us to do the things that please you. That's what revival's all about. To realize God isn't in control of my life. I am. God isn't the one that's Lord over my life. I am. My attitude, my actions, my reactions, it's not what God has worked in me so much as what me's working in me. And the word repentance means I recognize that. I see that. I tell you one thing. If we ever have done anything to get close to God, one thing He'll show us to begin with is our failure. I already said that a few minutes ago. When we see ourselves as we are, we will not like what we see, but we need to see ourselves as we are so we can be right with God. Revival is repentance. I hope the Lord has begun that work in your life and mine to show us, Lord, I see it. Lord, thank you for showing me. I don't like it. It hurts me. I wish it wasn't so, but it is. I need to change some things. Some things aren't right in my life, and I want them right. Lord, I come to you. I turn to you that we need to see, listen, that the temporary pleasure of flesh isn't worth it. Whether it's dark sin or just me doing my way, my will, me being selfish, not letting Him lead. Oh, how we need to see. And I hope this couple of days, these last few days, have started that work of repentance in all of our lives. In just a little bit. Oh, may the Lord help us to recognize and to admit to where we see our self-walk will not pay off. Living my way will not make me happy. Living my way costs too much. It costs me my fellowship with Him, for one thing. And it costs my power with Him and my joy and my peace. And my ability to hear Him and receive from Him. So I hope this evening we can say, I know one thing. The Lord's helped me to repent about some things. There's some things I've changed. There's some things I'm in the process of trying to do better. And I'm asking God for help every day of my life. I have not reached the goal yet, but I'm heading there. Do you think about repentance? When you think about revival and what happened in the last few nights, do you think about the word revive, reverence, and restore, and repentance? What about the word resign? Verse 8 says, I will hear what the Lord will speak. You know what He's doing? Resigning. Giving up. Surrendering. Resignation. I'm sorry, I can't help but think about Barney and how he resigned so many times. And resigning means, it really, that word there, but I will hear what the Lord will speak. And to give up, it literally means, well, the word resign means to give up. It literally means a former declaration where it says, I quit. I quit fighting against you, Lord. I quit trying on my own. I quit my way, my thoughts, my desire, my goal, my plan. Give up, Lord, I have been fighting against you and I realize it ain't working at all. My way never does work. I hope the Lord's beginning to show that to us. Maybe just a little bit, but a little bit better than nothing. Oh, may we let that God has started grow. I'm asking, are you ready for revival? I said that 3 weeks already. But now that we've had the meeting, are you now ready for a revival? Are you ready to go on further and go on deeper and get more serious? And, oh, let God do a real work in our lives and in our church and in our families. The word resign, I give up, I quit, I surrender. God has shown me I'm trying on my own and it ain't working. I surrender. I give in. Sometimes the best thing we can do is quit. Oh, not quit serving God, not loving Him, not quit loving Him, not quit going and witnessing and no, but quit fighting against God. Surrender our will. Resign. When you think about revival and what the Lord has begun in your heart, do you think about the word revived and reverence and restore and repentance and resign? Do you think about the word resist? Look in verse 8. Let them not turn again to folly. Now, this will make you feel real good. The word folly means stupidity. It literally means silliness. And he says, he's praying, and he said, let your people not turn again to folly. He is saying, Lord, help them to resist the devil's temptation and the desire of flesh, which is very silly and very stupid to do. No, I'm telling you, living our way instead of God's could it just be nice? It's not smart. It doesn't make logical sense. I'll just say the truth, it's just plumb dumb. And it's also dangerous. In fact, that word folly has the idea of dangerous behavior, doing something dumb. And he says, don't let them turn back to doing dumb stuff. Oh, don't let them be dragged back down by flesh and the sin of the devil. Don't let them be drawn right back to where they were before the Lord moved. He says, revive us, revive us, revive us, and don't let us turn back. Oh, do you think about the word resist? Devil, I'm not listening to you. By the way, the devil doesn't like us even having a meeting, let alone a revival. He doesn't like us praying, getting right, loving God, serving Him, pleasing Him, giving in to Him and not self. Oh, the devil doesn't like that at all. But may we, by God's grace, say, I'm going to do God's will. And I am not listening to that liar, the devil. I am going to stand against him with God's help. I'm going to resist him. I'm not going to let him trick me anymore. I am not going to believe his lies and let him take control of me. I refuse to listen to the liar, no matter what he says to me. He may make you feel ashamed or useless or hopeless or afraid, or he may tempt you to sin and draw you toward things that are filthy or displeasing, or he may just keep you longing and looking for self and a way out on your own. And oh, listen, the devil's got a lot of tactics. But we need to resist him. We don't only need to resign to the Lord, but we need to resist the devil. And then lastly, when you think about revival and what's happened in the last few days and nights, do you think about the word revived, reverence, restore, repentance, resign, resist? Do you think about the word remind? What in the world are you talking about, preacher? Glad you asked me. Verse 1, thou hast been. He's saying, he's talking to the Lord. Now he talks a lot in these verses about what they have been and he has been and what the people have been, but he starts off with, you have been. We need to be reminded. One thing that revival is supposed to do, one reason why we have meetings, is to be reminded. To be reminded that God is still God. I'll tell you one thing, it seems like the devil is having a heyday out there, in here, at your house, at your work, in your mind. It seems like the devil is just having fun. it just seems like he is just absolutely just having control and just having a party. But I want to tell you something. In spite of what it seems like the devil's doing, God is still God. This God can answer a prayer. When a fellow that's been sick and a fellow that's lost his job, when he ain't 25 anymore, can get another job. That's an answer to prayer. That's a miracle. Amen, somebody. That's a miracle. Oh, we need to be reminded that God's still God. And in spite of what the devil seems to be doing in your life, forget about the world for a little bit, okay? Forget about our country for a little while, for just a moment. What he seems to be doing, what the devil seems to be doing in your life, God is still God. The psalmist started out, "Thou hast been. Lord, you have been and you still are God." God is still God, and I'm talking about remind yourself, your God is still God, and your God is still near. Could I remind you, hear the word? The four services we had, every one of them were different. But every one of them, now we weren't filled up and we didn't hang from the chandeliers and run the aisle. But every service had one thing, the touch of God and His presence in a very real way. And Brother Tony preached his guts out, not because he's a good preacher out of preacher, but because God touched him. And the singers, our singers and other singers, just had a touch on them. And that tells me something. God is still God, and He is still near. He hasn't forsaken us. He hasn't forsaken you. Boy, now I'll tell you one thing. If we'd had four terrible services and dead services and dry services, I'd sure be worried. But I want to tell you one thing. That God who breezes by here every once in a while, like He did Sunday, by the way, doesn't have to show up. He is God. He's still God. That's what I said. Remind me, Lord, You're still God, but remind me You're still near. He's still around. And He's still around your house and with your needs. And I want to say this, and I'll be close to being done. That old time way is what still works. Praying and preaching and praising, it's what works. We don't need something new. We need more of the old. We don't need a bunch of fancy glitter. We just need Him. We just need God and we need grace. I say this evening, we've sit around too long. It's time to say, Lord, please help me. I've drugged my feet too long. I need revival still. I thank You for what You've done. I thank You for the beginning. But I'm not going to let it end here. I'm not going to be satisfied with a little seed when I can have a plant full of fruit, a tree full of fruit. Oh, my, I want fruit. I want real revival. I say this evening, it's time for us to cross Jordan. It's time to put God to the test. He's still the God who crosses His people across Red Sea. He's still the one that's the fourth man in the fire. He's still the one that helps our test, and He opens prison bars like He did with for Peter and them. He's still God. I say let's walk with Him. Let's love Him. Let's put Him first. Let's wait until He moves and just trust Him when He does and obey Him when He does. Let's pray until He answers. Let's love Him until He comes. And then we can bow at His feet and give Him back the crowns that He gave us. Oh, it may be very small, but if there's a seed in your heart, you ought to say, thank You, Lord. Now, I say this, and I may really be done. The devil is going to fight more now than he did before. Oh, isn't that encouragement? But the grace of God will be sufficient. And I've said it the other day sometime, when we move toward God, the devil's going to fight. And we aren't careful what happens when he starts getting on us, we'll move back. Oh, let's just move in closer. I know the devil's fighting. I know he's fighting. And it seems like he might be winning, but he ain't. He's already a loser. let that seed that God placed in your heart grow. Treat it tenderly, lovingly, and ask God to let it develop. Let's stand together.